What's going on, you guys? Welcome to the Racy Podcast. This is your host, Christopher Zamora. Welcome to the show, guys. So today I want to speak to you about the new trailer of the new movie called The Crow. This is a reboot of the 1994 movie. It's going to be a 30-year anniversary for that film. I have to say, man, to me, the trailer for The Crow 2024 movie, it doesn't look that bad. Hear me out. Yes, he looks different. He doesn't have the same hair like he did in the very first movie. And like his look and his tattoos, they're very different than how he used to look like in the 1994 movie. But I feel like it's good because we need somewhat of a change of how he looks. Depending on how they actually film the choreography scenes and how the story goes, that's what it all really depends on, if people are going to enjoy this movie or not. To be honest, I saw The Crow 1994 movie just a few days ago, and I have to say, man, that movie is so good, man. It was so awesome. It still holds up 30 years later. The crazy part is, the man who played as Eric Draven, the main character who plays as the Crow, his name was Brandon Lee, and supposedly he did get shot while filming this movie. He was filming this movie and in the middle of a shoot, by accident, he got killed by a gunshot that wasn't supposed to be there. That's how he actually died, and yeah, it is sad that he passed away and this was his last movie role that he did. And like a year later, after, well, his death, they released this movie to the world and it turned out to be great, man. It turned out to be an awesome movie. His name was Brandon Lee, like I said, and he was also the son of Bruce Lee, which was very surprising because I had no idea that he was actually Bruce Lee's son. Like, I knew of the story before. Like, I knew it, like, years ago. Like, probably, like, around 2011 or 2012. About that, the main actor who played as the Crow, he did, died. But I did my research, like, just a few days ago when I saw this movie. And he was actually the son of Bruce Lee, which is cool, man. And also sad as well. The movie is about Eric Draven. And supposedly, him and his girlfriend, Shelly, they got killed by some gang members. And the thing is, he came back to life to actually get revenge on them. And like the transformation scene when he turned into the Crow, it was just so awesome. Like the music, the aesthetic, it just fit right in, man. It's just so awesome. And like the Crow is supposedly like I'll say it's like a spirit or something that brings people to life that they cannot rest in peace. And so they gave them a second chance to come back. And once they actually fulfill that thing, then they actually get to rest in peace. That's what I believe The Crow is mostly is about. The thing that gives him power is the actual Crow. So as many times as people shoot him, he cannot die. Like he would just regenerate himself, which was awesome. Even like the look of the 1994 movie, it kind of did remind me of the wrestler, Sting. Like back in the, when he was in WCW and even in the WWE days, he kind of had like the exact same look in a way. And also, Queen of the Dam, like the actor who plays as Lestat. Yeah, it kind of did remind me of the same look in a way. The aesthetic, man, and also like, just like everything about this movie is just so amazing. It's an awesome movie to enjoy. Like if you like the movie Blade, like Blade 2, you definitely are going to enjoy this movie. And like his storyline, it kind of does remind me of Spawn in a way. He doesn't have like that huge cape that he carries or that mask, but like he's very fast and he knows how to use guns and stuff. He's almost like a anti-hero in a way, like the Punisher, Spawn. I believe Hellboy is one of them as well. He's an anti-hero. And so is the Crow. When I looked at the trailer for the Crow 2024 movie, I have to say, to me, it's not that bad. I had to give this movie a chance. I know he looks very different, and a lot of people, like a ton of people that are fans of the original movie, they don't like it. Like, they don't really like it at all. Well, you have to accept that this is a new generation. Like, even the producers, they said that they were going for the look of Little Peep and also Post Malone. That was the inspiration of this new character for The Crow. But maybe they could have hired it and, like, changed the title for this movie. They could have called it anything else and probably people will still be intrigued by it. Oh, and also the main actor who's playing as the Crow, it is Bill Skarsgård. If you have seen Hemlock Grove or also the new It movies, the 2017 one and the part 2, which came out I think in 2019, I believe. Yeah, him, the guy who plays as a clown, he is playing as the Crow now. And I think they made the right choice of picking him. He knows how to play dark characters. And I believe they chose the right guy. Let's see how it actually does, man. I'm actually going to give this movie a chance. And we still don't really know when it's actually going to come out. That's the thing. Yeah, because if you looked at the trailer, the most recent trailer that came out, it said coming soon. So we don't know if they're going to release it in the summertime. Definitely not right now, like in the springtime. Or maybe next year. We don't know when it's going to come out. But I'm definitely am going to give it a try. I'm not hating on it that much. Like, when I first saw the pictures that they showed, yes, I was like, what is this? This is not the Crow that I remember seeing. This is not it. Like, I remember seeing some parts of the movie when I was young, but I didn't really see the full movie and didn't really understand it at the time. Now, like a few days ago, I actually did see the full movie and I understood everything about it. And yeah, man, the whole look of him and just the aesthetic of the movie, the action scenes, even all the characters, all the actors that played in this movie, they did a wonderful job. And let's see how they actually do for the Crow 2024 movie. I'm keeping my hopes up. I'm not judging it just yet. But like, once I see the movie, I will probably review this movie here on the podcast. Just give it a try. Don't be hating on it that much, okay? Like, I know. Like, I understand, man, like, there's a lot of hate, like, going on, to be honest, in social media and all. Like, everywhere you see on the internet, there's always, like, people really hating on movies and almost, like, anything brand new. Like, they're, like, expecting this to be a masterpiece or cinema, peak cinema. Just like the terms that people use nowadays. It's just so crazy and also it kind of gets annoying in a way as well. Now switching gears, guys. You probably might want to leave now because I'm not going to speak about The Crow anymore. But thank you guys if you actually did stay this far in the podcast. I'm going to speak to you about boxing events. So we need to talk about Ryan Garcia. You guys might have heard what has been happening to him. And like, the things that he's been saying. Like at first, just like 2 to 3 weeks ago, he seemed very off, to be honest. He didn't seem like himself. Like his voice, he sounded very different. He didn't really sound like that before. Even his opponent that he's fighting very soon, Devin Haney, he mentioned that his voice sounded very strange. And he said that, oh, I was just only yelling and stuff. And Devin Haney was saying that probably he was taking drugs and all that stuff. I don't know, man. It's just so crazy. But that's not the craziest part of this thing that I will be talking about. He has mentioned that he said that there's this thing called Bohemian Grove. Supposedly, the people that are in charge of that, they actually took him to the woods when he was like around 2 years old, and they made him watch like people get, you know, do stuff like horrible things to younger kids, which was crazy, man. I couldn't believe like anything that this guy was saying. Like, I couldn't believe this, man. Like, why would he come out with this? It's just so insane. This is not Ryan Garcia. This is not the guy that I've seen like for the past few years. And like the crazy part is, like, after that, just only like 2 to 3 days later, I started noticing, like, during the Oscars, you guys might know the name of John Cena, like the guy who plays as the WWE character, or you have seen him in the movies. I've seen him growing up in the WWE when I was young. And like the crazy part is, like when he was in the Oscars, he came out naked. He had like the thing that he was about to nominate like for the best costume award. And like he came out naked and like people were laughing. I was kind of weirded out, like, why would he come out naked? And then like theories just came up out of nowhere, like conspiracy theories. Before I go any further with John Cena's thing, like with his storyline, Ryan Garcia did mention that he was going to expose like these people that are like are controlling Hollywood and everything like around the world. People are saying that this is a humiliation ritual, supposedly, like for John Cena, what he was doing. Right when I heard about that, that's when I remember what Cat Williams said in the Club Shay Shay interview. He did mention before that a lot of things, like a lot of weird things, were going on in Hollywood. The main thing was like for males, that supposedly, like the elites, that's what they call them, supposedly, they're making like all these male actors wear a dress so they can actually become even more famous and have more money. And if you see like all these actors, all these celebrities that we know of that are like A-list actors, it's kind of crazy that they have actually worn a dress before. It's insane. And you know, so look, I'm going to name just a few names. Like Kevin Hart, The Rock, Tom Hanks. There's just only a few. And also like Jamie Foxx, Tyler Perry. All these guys, they have worn a dress before. And we know them by name because they're A-list actors. I mean, there were A-list actors once in their film career. It's crazy because recently, John Cena had just recently came out with his new movie, Ricky Stenicki. And guess what he wore on that movie? He wore a dress for almost like a minute. Even on the cover of the film, he's wearing a freaking dress. It's crazy, man. That means that supposedly now he's going to be part of the group, part of the whole Hollywood group. And now that I mentioned that, Ryan Garcia tweeted out something on Twitter. He was supposedly mentioning to John Cena, but he didn't really say his name. Like, he was saying his catchphrase, like, "You can't see me, but now we do see you." And that he had to obey his masters. It's just so crazy, man. I was just so shocked. All of this that Cat Williams said in the beginning of the year, man, it probably might be true, which is kind of crazy, man. This is like a, maybe even worse than a fraternity, like almost like a hazing in a way. So I don't know what is going on with Hollywood. Could this be all true, or this is all conspiracy theory? I looked more on Kevin Hart's career, how he started. When he wore that dress in SNL, I think back in 2013, at that time, he wasn't well known. But right after he wore that dress, guys, right after he wore that dress, that's when his career took off. He started having all of these movie roles, Central Intelligence, Jumanji, and many more movies, like the movie Get Hard. There's a lot of movies that came out from Kevin Hart right after he wore that dress, which was so insane, man. There's so many people that have worn the dress before, and Cat Williams did mention some in the Club Shay Shay podcast. And Ryan Garcia mentioned something about that as well. For John Cena, like, he was talking about the higher-ups the whole time. He was talking about those higher-ups as well for Hollywood. Not just only for Bohemian Grove, but for Hollywood as well. That's the crazy part, man. I do not know what to believe, man. I don't know if he's actually telling the truth. But I'm just hoping he's okay, man. Because Ryan Garcia, he doesn't seem okay. I feel like he needs time off from the internet. He needs to get off social media, to be honest. He said he was going to go to court and everything. He said he has proof of all the bad things that people have done in the industry, which is insane, man, and kind of scary at the same time. Hopefully, Ryan is okay, and I'm with him at all costs if this stuff is actually true. But like, he needs to show proof to the world. He said he is gonna go to the Supreme Court if he needs to take it that far, which is crazy. It's insane, man. It's just insane. And one last thing, guys, I want to speak to you about Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul. Yes, that is actually happening. Yeah, I'm just hoping Mike Tyson beats the hell out of Jake Paul. I saw a video that he was promoting this fight, this upcoming fight. And for all the people that are saying that this is going to be rigged, y'all are stupid. That's what Mike Tyson said. He said he was going to take it serious. But I don't know, man. We never really know about this stuff anymore, dude. It's going to be the first live event for Netflix, which is so insane. Definitely, Mike Tyson and Jake Paul are going to get paid very good money. Awesome money, like generational money, to be honest. Let's see how it actually turns out. Hopefully, it's a good fight, but man, Mike Tyson, man. Mike Tyson, he's not the same guy anymore, man. He's not 20, he's 57 years old, and Jake, he is 27 years old, 30 years apart. that could be a major factor. Yes, Mike Tyson can actually have all the skills to beat him, but like his stamina might probably be his weakness. Jake Paul is probably in his prime now, and oh man, it'll be so crazy. It'll be so crazy if Jake Paul actually knocks down Mike Tyson. People are gonna go insane. But there's a lot of people. A lot of people, like bigger fans of boxing, they are going for Mike Tyson. They want him to actually beat Jake Paul. And to be honest, I want him to beat Jake Paul as much as the other person. But let's see how it actually goes, man. Hopefully this stuff is not rigged and both actually do take it serious. Let's see how it actually goes, man. Hopefully Mike wins that one. And yeah, guys, that is it for this podcast. Hey, thank you so much for listening. If you guys did made it this far, make sure to actually follow this podcast on whatever it is you're listening to it. If you are listening to it on Spotify, YouTube, Pandora, make sure to follow it and also recommend this podcast to a friend or neighbor that actually likes listening to stuff about pop culture and combat sports. Maybe they will enjoy this podcast as much as you do. And yeah, guys, that is it. Take care and live to the fullest. Bye.